Saturday was an absolutely bluebird perfect day at the river. A great day for a new event called Day at the River. I'm talking with Trent Dodson of the Kenai Watershed Forum and John Bryan with Trout Unlimited. And this is kind of a new event reminiscent of the River Festival, where we are educating people and increasing awareness about the river and how to take care of it. Am I right, Trent?
Yeah, it's just a little scaled down, but I think it's a great partnership here with Trout Unlimited. We have some education booths here. You can come learn about juvenile salmon, maybe see a salmon dice section, learn about invasive species, and just get a little overall, you know, thing about what's going on here with some of the education booths at the Day for the River.
And the focus, John, is on young people. Am I right there?
Yeah, so most of what we raise as a nonprofit goes towards a thing called our kids camp. So our kids camp happens every summer in June, and we take 12 local kids, and we do a complete kind of immersion in fly fishing and fly fishing culture. So a lot of the money that we raise today at our annual gear swap, and we decided this year to partner with Trent to put the gear swap and the educational component together and create a thing that celebrated life on the Kenai River.
Now, Trout Unlimited is known nationally as an organization to promote sport fishing, as well as to preserve that resource for the younger generation. And as we've gotten now to 2025, have we seen an increase or a decrease in the next generation being interested in sport fishing?
Well, I think here it's slightly unusual, as it is in Montana and sort of those rural areas where fishing is a really big thing. We have access to some of the greatest river fishing and some of the greatest lake fishing in the country. So I think kids here are very aware that they've got the opportunity to go out and really enjoy something quite special. So I think it's growing, and I think it's growing with kids as they become aware of what's available to them.
It's kind of natural here on the peninsula because we're aware of the rivers and the watersheds, and our kids want to learn. But I'm also thinking about the generation that lives in Chicago or Cleveland, Trent. Are there also efforts, and is there sort of a spillover or spinoff from these kind of activities to a generation that needs to learn about the outdoors and not so much about their digital thumb playing devices?
Yeah, I think so. I think the more opportunities we give for the young folks, whether it be fishing or just, you know, education about the environment and the importance of taking care of your environment, I think you'll see a wide interest in kids trying to get outside and doing more things. And that's what it's all about, right? Just if you get that spark, you get that interest in somebody, and then they'll, you know, kind of bring that on into their leisure or even find a purpose to help volunteer. And so I think the more we can do, the better. And I think we're really seeing kids respond to that. If you make something fun and then also have that importance behind it, you know, kids will jump to it.
Now, is this going to become an annual event?
We hope so. We got access to the park early because the park doesn't normally open till the 12th, which is Monday. So this wouldn't have been possible to run this event without the support of Sedotna Parks and Recs. So they really helped us by opening up the park. I think the goal is to make it annual. I think we're a little weather dependent. And as you pointed out at the beginning, we have such a beautiful day.
Yeah. Haven't had many of these.
Oh, yeah, no. So we're going to enjoy it. And, you know, this is rather special today. So we feel kind of blessed for that. But we'd like to do it early in the year, probably about May, sort of mid-May. I think it really depends on the weather. But the goal is to grow this and to make it a little bit bigger next year.
It's a perfect time because the river is low, and you get to see things that you don't usually see once the river starts coming back up. Now, we're standing in front of a food booth, which also is very mindful of the local food connection and sustainable food. Run down some of the other booths for me, John, on who's here and what they have to offer.
Well, you pointed out the food booth, and we want to thank Willow from The Goods, because Willow's been a huge supporter of both the Kenai Watershed Forum and Trout Unlimited.
Thank you, Willow Tree.
Yeah, she's Willow's wonderful. What we got? We got Trent's booths down the bottom here. We got the Kenai Watershed Forum. We've got three booths. We got the aquaculture cook inlet. Mm-hmm. We have Mossy Oak Properties, who sponsor a thing or are the major supporter of Ducks Unlimited, which I had never heard of today. But their whole goal is to preserve the wildfowl marshlands and look after wildfowl.
John, you are not a DU member?
Not a DU member yet, but I'm probably going to get that because they have a cool T-shirt.
I think by this afternoon. I mean, I got DU decals all over my office.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Return address labels and everything. Trent, education is part of the beginning blessing of the Watershed Forum and everything that you've done. And when we used to have the River Festival, and then you returned back to that theme to get kids, not only kids aware, but adults too, that have moved here to understand that this is not a Disneyland where somebody else takes care of it, that it's up to us. Tell us about this year and the Watershed Forum and the type of programs that you are fostering.
Yeah, I think like you hit it, like kids is always a big thing. We're going to be having our summer camp kicking off here in June. We'll have Junior Stream Watch, which will also be a program for the youth in the junior high and high school range. And then, of course, we have our big volunteer program, Stream Watch, which will see up to 80 folks, maybe even more. Just you'll see them around the river working with anglers, making sure, you know, those folks are accessing the river properly, picking up garbage, picking up fishing line, just doing whatever we can to keep those high-use areas well-maintained. And, you know, so they're there for future generations.
And are you looking for volunteers this summer? If somebody wants to truly experience not only the benefits of giving back, but in learning by being shoulder to shoulder with other people who are volunteering to help the river.
Yeah, for sure. You can come to our website, KenaiWatershed.org. That's the best way. You'll see lots of ways to volunteer or sign up for stuff that you're interested in. You can always come visit us at our office at Soldotna Creek Park. Again, talk to anyone there that, you know, let them know what you're interested in. We can certainly point you in the right avenue and way to help.
Okay, and John, if I want to learn how to tie a fly...
That's a big focus of what we do. So we have a regular series throughout the year. Once a month, we do a tie a fly event, usually over in Kenai. And we also have today free fly tying lessons all day. So that is a big part of our sort of educational outreach as well, is we do the fly tying, we do the casting lessons. So today we've incorporated a whole bunch of spey casting, fly fishing demos and stuff. So again, it's about teaching good craftsmanship on the water and then kind of etiquette on the water.
And if somebody wanted to become a TU member, how do they do that, John?
They simply just go to look up Trout Unlimited. It's the national site, TU.org. They go to that. They'll basically click on the membership, and they'll be assigned to the Kenai Peninsula chapter of Trout Unlimited. I think it's $17.50 for the first year, which is a bargain. We do a whole bunch of events.
Cup of coffee.
Well, it is. It's true. Or it's a pound of apples at Freddy's. Basically, it's... you get assigned to a local chapter depending on your address. And then we run events all through the year. And we're going to do a whole bunch this summer of Sunday fishing picnics, where we'll go out once a month, pick a lake. We'll all go up, a bunch of us. We'll have a barbecue afterwards, and we'll fish all day.
What a lot of fun to be with people that can help you enjoy the outside even better. Thank you to both of you, what you're doing for our community, for our river, for our young people. Trent Dodson is the executive director of Watershed Forum, Kenai Watershed Forum, and John...
I am the vice president of the Kenai Peninsula chapter of Trout Unlimited.
John Bryan, he also knows a little bit about hockey and staying healthy, so get to know that guy. Admiral Sikorsky, returning you to that tie flying sound, or fly tying sound of KSRM.